Today we are reading from John chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. So John chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning round, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter.
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." Then he added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Just as we've sung together, shall I pray as we hear God speak to us. Father God, we pray that you would show us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father God, that we would see in him your glory, so that our hearts might love to confess that Christ is Lord, so that our hearts might love to call others to know and to join us in celebrating him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I wonder if you've ever had someone call out to you, tell you, encourage you, "Look, mate, you cannot miss out. Come and see. Come and see." Maybe it's a new place to go to, a new person to get to know, or maybe it's a new food to try. We find this in Chile. So like I said, we live in Chile, and there are lots of different kinds of food there. And sometimes when people come and visit us, we have to really encourage them. "Look, you've got to try this. Come and check it out." And to begin with, some things sound a bit odd. It sounds a bit uncertain, and people say, "Oh, isn't there a McDonald's here?" And we go, no. You got to come and see. For example, there's a food called carne a lo pobre. Literally, poor man's meat. Now, it sounds a bit sketchy. Sounds a bit sort of leftover, a few days old. But actually, a lo pobre means it's covered in chips and a fried egg. And here's the brilliant thing. You can get anything a la pobre. You can get chicken, fish. You can even get pizza a la pobre. And I know of no food that is not improved by having chips and a fried egg on top. Okay, you may feel that's not sophisticated enough for you. There's also something called humitas, which is bow tie. Ooh, yeah, it's formal. Now, that is actually sweet corn mashed up with all sorts of goodness wrapped up in a corn leaf thing. If you're doing Veganuary, if you're that kind of person, this would be absolutely ideal. Now, my personal favorite is a snack called, torn pants. So somebody might say to you like, oh, look, I've got these things. And they tell you it's rotos, calzones rotos. You're like, oh, interesting. You look up Google Translate, torn pants. And you say, no, that sounds too crazy. No, thank you. But you would be missing out on a delicious donutty covered in sugary thing. You've got to come and see. You've got to try it. Don't be put off. It is absolutely great. If you've got any Chilean friends, ask them for torn pants. And I think it's how sometimes we react to food from a different place. It's a bit like how we sometimes think about the Lord Jesus or coming together at church. It might be that you're here this morning, and it's a bit like you've gone to a slightly odd restaurant, and you're offered something. It's great for them, but really not for me. It's just really not for me. That might be how you feel this afternoon as you hear about Jesus from the Bible. Or it may be you're the sort of person, you're here, and you think, sure, I'm into it. My family's into it. A special occasion, Sundays, we dabble into it. Not really for the rest of the week. It's not something for normal life. Or it might be that a bit like with me and those donuts, we've tasted it, we love it, we know it, and we would love for others to get stuck into. And that's the invitation that we hear in these verses that were just read to us. This moment in Jesus' life, as Jesus' ministry begins, we hear this invitation for us too to come and see. Come and see, because Jesus is the one we need. Come and see, says John as he talks about the Lord Jesus. Come and see, because better than fried egg on chips on steak, better than sugary donuts, is Jesus. He is the one we need. So let's hear that invitation. As he says, come and see. I wonder if you caught that as it was read to us. Right from the start, Jesus comes. People approach him. Verse 35, it's down at the bottom of the page 749. And people get intrigued about Jesus. They come up to him. And verse 39, Jesus says, look, come and find out. Come and see. And as soon as people come and see, they go and tell. Verse 40, Andrew goes along, sees Jesus. 41, what does he do? Shoots off and tells his friends, his brother, his family, come and see. We found him. We found Jesus, this one we've been waiting for. The same thing happens in verse 43. Have a look down there. A guy called Philip is called by Jesus. And no sooner does he go to follow Jesus, then he goes to call his friend, Nathanael. Look at what he says in verse 45. Just try to hear his excitement. Philip found Nathanael and told him, Nathanael, we found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth, Joseph's son. He's saying, Nathanael, mate, you've got to check this out. Don't miss out. Come and see. We've just seen God's king, promised in the Bible, is that guy Jesus from down the road. And it's so much excitement. There's so much joy. And it all just comes crashing down to earth with Nathanael. It's such an anticlimax. Nathanael, verse 46, no thanks. Nazareth, says Nathanael, can anything good come from Nazareth? It's a bit like Philip's gone up to him and said, here's some torn pants. And Nathanael said, oh, Chilean food, no. I'm a meat and two veg man. I'm not interested. And what does Philip say? You don't have a microphone, so you're going to have to shout out. I'm the one with the microphone. What does Philip say to Nathanael? Come and see. He says, come and see. You've got to find this out for yourself. Don't miss out. It's a bit like this. Okay, I need a volunteer. Need a volunteer, please, because I want to share a Chilean delicacy with you. Anybody brave? Got an orange jumper at the back, and then just in front of the orange jumper, I don't have my glasses on. Yes, I think you're gesturing. You, yes, do come up. So orange jumper, yeah, as well. Both of you guys. Sorry, both. Yeah, come on up. I'm going to share with you a Chilean delicacy. It's very special. It's called, come on up. I can't promise that there were no sort of nuts and things. There's gluten and all things. Yeah? Okay, I'm looking for parents to sort of, okay, it's all okay. Your parents okay with this?
My parents aren't here.
Okay, if you need to phone, just
give
tell
me
them.
5 minutes.
Okay, so we've got, I would like you guys, just hang tight, because I'm going to need you guys in the next little bit to eat as much as you can, and then feed back. But just check out, not in front of us, it's not a race. It's a Chilean delicacy, super ocho, super eight, right? It's a big claim, isn't it? It's self-proclaimed super, and not just super one, two, three, four, five, no, super eight, okay? So it's a big claim, but I'm going to invite you guys to come and see, okay? So you've already got one. So check it out. So you guys go and sit down, and we're going to find out from you what it's like. What I've done with those guys is just like what Philip did with his friend Nathaniel. He went to get that chocolate, as it were. He went to bring him to Jesus, and he said this. He's like I did with that chocolate bar. He said, guys, Nathaniel, come, check it out. You've got to try this. It's a big claim, I know. This Jesus is God's King, promised in the Bible. Okay, this is more than super. This is more than super eight. This is God's King, promised in the Bible, and you find him in Jesus. And he says, Nathaniel, come and see, tuck in, see what it's like. So should we do that? Should we tuck in and see what it's like? Should we see what they find when they find Jesus? Because what he sees is, better than a chocolate bar, better than a donut, Jesus is the one we need. That's what he finds. Just have a look at what Nathaniel finds as he unwraps, as it were, as he tastes who Jesus is and what he's like. So he gets over his initial reluctance. At verse 47, Jesus sees Nathaniel approaching, and he said of him, here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. And Nathaniel says, wow, how do you know me? So he doesn't say, how do you know about me? He doesn't say, neat trick, you know, a fact about me. He says, you know me. Jesus says to him, I know what you're like. You talk straight. You're no nonsense. I know your heart. And Nathaniel says, you got me. You got me. A bit like a kid trying to be cool. And their parents look at them and say, I changed your nappies. Like, I know you. He looks at, you got me. You got me. And he goes on. And Nathaniel and Jesus says to him, well, of course I did. I'm God over you. I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, verse 48, before Philip even called you. And Nathaniel suddenly realized, this is the one who knows me, who made me. This is God who loves me. This is God who loves me. He knows me inside out. This is my God who loves me. And he's flabbergasted. And Jesus says, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because I'm not just the God who loves you. I'm the God come to save you. Listen to those last words in that little bit that was read for us. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You ain't seen nothing yet. You will see greater things than that. He then added, I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Jesus mentions a moment in the history of the Old Testament that all Jews knew, that all Jews treasured, a moment where there was the promise that God would open heaven, that he would come and make his home with us, and that he would bring us to have our home with him. And Jesus is saying, you know that promise? You know that longing? You find it in me. I am God come to save you. This is God who loves us. And he's God come to save us. That is the taste that we are able to savor in these verses. So it's a bit, let's bring back our guinea pigs, as it were. Come. Last few mouthfuls, please. We don't want to be speaking with our mouths full. He's invited Nathanael to come and see, and maybe reluctantly at first, maybe uncertainly, Nathanael's gone, and he suddenly realized, here's God who loves me. God, come to save me. Could you shout? How did you find it? Could you describe it to us?
Tasty.
Tasty. Different word?
Oh.
Poetry.
That's Moorish.
Beautiful. Moorish. Ideal. Moorish. Thank you very much. So you guys have tasted it. You've got stuck in. That's a chocolate bar. Big claim, but it's tasty and Moorish. Stay there for a second. But it's a bit like what Nathanael found. Nathanael found. He came to Jesus. Unwrapped. As if unwrapping the chocolate bar. And what did he find? Better than tasty. He found, here is God who loves us. Sorry, better than tasty. You were tasty, weren't you? You were, whereas you were Moorish. This is God come to save us. This is what we find as we come to Jesus. Called to come and see. And what we find is God who loves us. God who moves, who's come to save us. And that's really the invitation that we're called to hear this morning from this moment in Jesus' life. Have we heard that message? Are we standing back saying, that looks a bit weird. That's not really for me. Come and see and find in Jesus the one we need. Or it might be that we are those who have heard. We hear in these verses as well the challenge to share. Do you think others might like that?
Definitely.
Take that and share that with someone you love.
Do you think
others might like that? Take that and share that with someone you love. Because why wouldn't you? If you've tasted it and if you've enjoyed it. If you've tasted it and enjoyed it, you want others to hear it and to know it as well. That's the message that these verses want us to hear. That's the message these verses want us to share. So this morning, can I invite us to come and see? Perhaps we've been coming Sunday after Sunday. Please, can we see again? Savor again the love that we have in Jesus. Enjoy again the salvation that we know in Jesus. It could be that this is your first time. Perhaps this is the time we've heard about these opportunities to find out for ourselves, to taste for ourselves the truth of who Jesus is, so that we can all hear and we can all share that Jesus is the one we need. Thank you very much. Do take a seat. And let me pray. Nathanael asks, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Come and see, said Philip. Father God, we pray that you would help us to know more of Jesus in the Bible so that we can enjoy Jesus more in the Bible. So that we might share that message of Jesus with others. Please, would you help us to hear that message? Would you help us to love to share that message? To come and see, because Jesus truly is the one we need. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.